All right, like Pastor said, you know, the potluck crowd, amen. Amen. Leviticus chapter 13. Yeah, amen. I was waiting for that. That's what I was waiting for right there. You're like, man, you're really trying to put us to sleep. Oh, I promise you'll get something out of this. I promise you will. Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for this book. Lord, I thank you for these people, Lord, and just their, Lord, faithfulness and just staying late. Now, Father, I pray that we take this, this fretting seriously, Lord, that we would just learn from it, Lord, because it's going to happen in our lives. And Father, I just pray you bless this time, Lord, as we open your book. Lord, help me to preach it. Help us to receive it. And Lord, help us, give us ears to hear it and hearts to receive it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Leviticus chapter number 13. This is a passage about the leper. And in Leviticus chapter number 13 and verse number 45, it says, "And the leper in whom the plague is in his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry." I mean, already we're just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're getting there, but trust me, it's going to get good. Leviticus is, never mind, we'll just keep going. "And he shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp, shall his habitation be. The garment also that the plague of the leprosy is in, whether it be woolen garment or linen garment, whether it be in the warp or the woof." Now I had to look that up. The warp and the woof is just vertical and horizontal clothing knitted together. I did not know that. I'm like, the warp and the woof, is that like an animal thing or something? What in the world is that thing? So I had to look that up. So that's what that is. The warp and the woof. Verse number 48. "In linen or in the woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin, and if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of the skin, it is a plague of leprosy, and shall be showed unto the priest, and the priest shall look upon the plague and shut it up that hath the plague 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the 7th day. If the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in the skin or in any work that is made of the skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn the garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen or anything of the skin wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy. It shall be burnt in the fire, and the priest shall look, and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of the skin. Then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the plague, and after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed his color, and the plague have not be spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in fire. It is fret inward." That's the first time that word fret appears in your Bible. "Whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest look, and behold, the plague is be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then shall he rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof, and it shall still... And if it appears still in the garment, either in the warp or the woof or in anything of the skin, it is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof or whatsoever thing of skin be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the 2nd time and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or the woof or anything of the skins, to pronounce it clean or pronounce it unclean." But I'd like just like to park on that word fretting. And I taught a little bit to the teens out of chapter number 37, which we'll eventually get to. But fretting, nobody's off limits from fretting. If you don't fret, let me tell you something, like, you're going to fret one of these days. You will fret. And in this passage, this first time, this fret inward, it says that it's fret inward. First time it comes. You know what? Fretting starts on the inside. Yeah. It'll start on the inside. Verse number 55, that fret inward. You know what it'll do? It starts out as a thought. Yeah. And that thought just keeps to grow. That keeps to grow. And you know what happens? It gets underneath your skin. Just like leprosy. It's going to get underneath your skin. And you know what's going to start making you look bad? You ever seen a picture of a leper? Just, you kids, ask your parents, can we see some pictures of some leopards on Google? Just do that later if you want. We don't have to do that now. But leprosy really has an effect on people. You know, fretting will really have an effect on you. Physically. It'll change your appearance. Fretting. It'll change your countenance. It'll physically change and affect who you are and what you're going to become. Right quick. Just like this leper. Fretting. Psalms 37:1 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You ever have somebody get underneath your skin? I mean, a worker, co-worker, God forbid it's somebody in the church, but a friend, a foe, family member. Like I said, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And how you handle it is going to be key. It can destroy you, or you can get through it. Somebody said something that you didn't like. And all you did was just keep turning it over and over and over. Maybe they did something that you didn't like. They just did something. But you just couldn't let it go. And you fretted on it. You broke down that whole conversation. You gave it every single coulda, woulda, shoulda that you possibly ever could. Hence the term fray, fret. You just took all those threads and you put it all out. And you just, whatever imagined possibility. Fretting means to corrode, to rub, to eat, to gnaw, to scrape, unevenness, roughness, to wear away a substance by friction, as to fret a fret cloth, to agitate violently, to tease, to vex, to make angry, agitation of mind, commotion of temper in a state of vexation. And you broke that all the way down in 50,000 different ways and it just frayed all out there. And you're just all, ah! Am I making sense? It's going to happen. I tried to teach the teens this morning, it's going to happen. I just gave them the reasons how to fix it. I didn't even give them this passage. You broke it down 50,000 times. And you know what now it is? Now it's become a festering sore. And people see it. And you know it's there because it's in your mind and it's in your heart. And you just can't shake it. And that thought, somebody else coined this phrase, that thought has been living rent-free in your brain for God knows how long. Rent-free. And you kicked that one out. You kicked that one out. You know what's going to happen though is that festering fret, it's eventually going to work its way out. And others are going to see it. And others are going to know, just like that leper. Look, man, you got a condition. It's going to spread. This thought that got underneath your skin, it's going to spread, just like it did over there in Leviticus chapter number 47. The garment also that the plague of the leprosy in, whether it be woolen garment or in a linen garment, whether it be in the warp woof or linen or in the woolen, whether in a skin or anything made of skin, if the plague be greenish. You know, that fret spread over to the garment. That leprosy. It spread over there. And not only because it couldn't get taken care of, you know what happened? It spread and it started turning green. Started turning red. And they wore that fret. You know what happened? That fret turned to envy. And envy's bad. You start getting into envious. I had to look that word up. I read it, man. Envious. Envious means to grudge, to withhold maliciously, to feel uneasiness, mortification, or discontent at the sight of superior excellence. Reputation at the sight of superior excellence, reputation or happiness enjoyed by another. Let me read that again. To feel uneasiness, mortification, or discontent at the sight of superior excellence, reputation, or happiness enjoyed by another. So when somebody comes around and praise the Lord, I'm so full of joy. What is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? Oh, you got some envy going on. Or I'm happy for this person over here. He said, oh man, did you see how brother blessed so-and-so? My brother Gabriel praying over a man that came to church last week. God forbid somebody says, oh man, well, Mr. Him, you know.
Right.
Envy. Who can stand before envy? And you'll hear it come out in people when you start talking nice about somebody. And they say, oh, what about that person? Oh, I don't know about them. To repine at another's prosperity, to fret or grieve at the real or supposed superiority of another and hate them for it. It's like, ooh. I was just like, I tried to relook. I said, is that, you sure that's not the definition for evil? Because that's what it sounded like to me. To repine at another's prosperity, to fret or grieve at the real or supposed superiority of another and hate them for it. That's where fretting leads to. People who hate that you're doing good. People that aren't happy for you. Watch and listen. It might be you that's like that. I know I've been that way. Like you pretty much know, you can guarantee the preacher got it before you did. Oh, that's what the preacher's going through. Yeah, that's right. I'm not telling you, if you don't, it's going to happen to you. And the second you think you got a hold of it, it might come a little bit stronger. You know what you need to do is you need to examine yourself. And he shall look upon the plague the seventh day. You know what? It's a fretting leprosy. Do people want to be around you? Or are they happier when you're outside the camp?
It's true.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what is contagious about you? Is it leprosy? Or is it joy? You know what else is contagious? Fretting.
Yeah.
Anger. Discontent. Complaining. But I tell you what, you get some excitement. You get some joy. That's contagious too. And that thought, that fret, you know, it got underneath your skin. It rubbed you the wrong way. And came so contagious it ruined everything you came in contact with. The clothes. The people. And I thought about this when I wrote it down. I said, you know what? I said, when you get angry, you know who else knows it in my house when I get angry? My dogs.
Right.
Because sometimes I'll be like, I'll talk like this. I go, well, couldn't you just? And as soon as I get my teeth together and I start talking, my dogs go. It happens. You know what I mean? If my teeth come together and I start talking like this, then my dog goes, it's time to go sit in the bed and wait till he chills out. So what do you do when you're all caught up in fretting? Psalms chapter 37. I'll give you three things. We'll be done. Three quick things. Aren't you glad I didn't end it there? All right, we're done. Merry Christmas. You know. 3 points. David here, Psalm chapter 37, very practical sermon, or very passage, excuse me. We're just going to hit certain points here. Psalm chapter 37, verse number 1. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envy against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the herb. Trust in the Lord and do good." You know what you got to do? You got to trust. Trust and do. You got to trust God to handle it. You know what? You got to do something for Him. Do something for the Lord. And quit thinking on yourself. Don't just sit around your house and do nothing. Do something for God. And that's Proverbs chapter 16:3 says, "Commit thy works. Commit thy works unto the Lord." That's, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something for the God. I'm going to work towards the Lord. I'm going to do something for Him. "Commit my works unto the Lord, and my thoughts shall be established." Oh, right. Pretty simple. Trust in the Lord and do good. Just do something good. You know, and we always try to like over-spiritualize stuff. But you can do good and it doesn't have to be spiritual. You know, you kids, if your house needs clean, you can clean the house for your parents. And your parents will say, "Good job." I like verse 2 here. It says, "For they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." And I know that's got nothing to do with, you know, but you can go mow the lawn if it needs some attending to. You can pull some weeds. Tend to the garden. That's what the Lord said. It's a good thing. Lord just didn't, He created the earth. He made the trees and made everything. And He goes, "That's good." It's pretty simple. We try to overcomplicate it a lot. But you get caught up and you start thinking about yourself and you start getting those things and you start scrolling on your phone and this person said this about me, or this person didn't really mean that when they said that, and this person did this, and you're all caught up in yourself and you ain't doing nothing for the Lord, but you got all this thing going on yourself. You're going to fret. Ain't going to help you a bit. You're going to be like that leper, start turning green, start turning purple, and you're going to want, nobody going to want to be around you. You're going to be without the camp. Commit your works unto the Lord. It'll take care of your thought life. It'll be established. I like that word. It's like, it's established. It is what it is now. If you get that fretting, what are you doing for the Lord? Commit your works unto Him. You see, I can't get these thoughts under control. They're causing me harm. And you get sick to your stomach and you're vexed over it. Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health unto thy navel and marrow unto thy bones." It'll help you. You won't be so vexed out, so bitter, so fretting about this thing, so envious. Am I making sense? I'm telling you. You say, "I'm not fretting now." There's going to come a time. It'll come right back up on you. Trust and do good. Commit unto God. I like verse number 4. It says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee desires of thine heart." As you say, "Brother, you preaching prosperity?" No, not me. David is, though. I'd say, "Man, that's good preaching, David." Delight thyself. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee desires of thine heart. You know what that is? That's like a next level. I've trusted in the Lord. He's going to take care of it. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to delight in it. Yeah. I trusted. Now I'm going to delight. I'm going to take one more step in that thing. I'm just going to take it to the next step further. I'm going to have joy in this thing. I'm going to have delight in this thing. I'm not going to let this get in the way in my relationship with the Lord, or a brother and sister, or whatever's bugging me. I'm just going to let that thought go. And I'm going to delight in the Lord. And he shall give me the desires of my heart. You ought to just underline that. You call it prosperity. I'll call it prosperity preaching. That's a good verse. That's a great verse. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get your heart fixed on faith, not fighting and fretting. So commit your works unto the Lord. How about this? Verse number 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. You know what you got to commit? Everything to God in prayer. And with thanksgiving. This is the second time trust is mentioned. But he is the way, the truth, and the life. We know these verses. You got to pray. You got to communicate with the Lord. Hence some of the biggest problems. More I go through this, the more I've been through this, it's just like, boy, if I'd have just prayed a lot sooner, it probably would have got fixed a lot sooner. You get some other people praying about it too, and it might get solved a little bit quicker. Not to be a fretting busybody, but in all honesty, just praying. He can handle problems a lot better than you can, and a lot better than I can. Examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And sometimes that's daily. Daily. Most of the time that's daily. Because as soon as that thought gets in there, and you start feeding it, then you start fretting on it. Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, the devil loves it when you fret. Praise God for some good brethren. Because as soon as the devil finds out that you're fretting and he knows about it, he's going to be right there. And when you start praying and you start reading your Bible, you know what the devil's going to do? He's going to let you read it for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, as soon as you take a little break, he's going to start speaking to you again a little bit more about it. And then if you don't get that thought captured right away, right then, and try to do it, you know what he's going to do? He's just going to keep you on going again. And again. And again. You say, how you know that? Oh, I know that. I know that. All too well. That's why I'm preaching on this. Commit your way unto the Lord. Submit unto the Lord. Now you start listening to that devil, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get an advantage. And he's going to sow discord. He's going to break that thing up. And he's going to make that his fruit. And that fruit of death. That rotten fruit of leprosy. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. You know what? Don't worry about their ways. Worry about your way. Worry about the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. The steps of a good man, verse number 23, are ordered and by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. You know, focus on your walk. Commit your walk unto the Lord. Keep what you're doing on track. How about this? Follow peace. I've never heard Pastor, you ever had a, I don't know how to even say this right, a fretting that was peaceful? No. So there you go. I don't know what the opposite of fretting, probably peace. I don't know, you know what I mean? Follow after peace. That's what the Lord made peace. For he is our peace, all through Ephesians. He is our peace. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of those who make peace. Psalms chapter 37, verse number 34 says, wait on the Lord and keep his way. Is that the right one? 37, excuse me. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. You'll find, hang around some peaceful people. Hang around peaceful people. Because you know what? Fretting's contagious. Spouses, husband and wife, kids. One person's angry. Now we're both angry. Now everybody's angry. Commit your work, commit your ways. Lastly, commit unto waiting. Verse number 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Wait on the Lord patiently. You know what? That leper even had to wait 7 days. Sometimes 14. Sometimes he just dwelled without the camp because he never did get cured. We don't like to wait patiently. But waiting is working. Yes. We get that mixed up. Waiting is not just, you know, what are you doing over there, Brother Mike? Oh, I'm just waiting on the Lord. This is not waiting. This is fretting. This is not doing anything for the Lord. This is me doing nothing. A person who serves you in a restaurant is either, we went with the teens, a waiter or a waitress. Oh, that makes so much sense. They're serving. They're doing something. Wait on the Lord. Mow your yard. Do something good. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withers the green herb. You know what? The Lord will fix it. It's better Him fix it than you. As a man, that's the hardest thing. Because I like to fix things. I own a business. It's my job to fix things, make things look better. But the Lord says, maybe I wanted to fix it. I said, sorry, Lord. Maybe I'll let you fix it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Did you ever ask me if I wanted it fixed? It's so much better and it's so much nicer when the Lord moves in on that. You're not trying to fix it in your own flesh, but the Spirit of God shows up in a service or even in a squabble or anything else, and God shows up and He does it in His way. And it's so much better than anybody else would ever thought it was going to be. Can I get a witness right there? You know what I mean? Nobody's going to fix problems like the Lord. God's the master at that. We should be asking Him to fix those things way more often. Rather than, oh, I can fix that. Careful. Fretting about it. That thought. Getting that thought in. Subjection. You know what? You got to wait on Him. He tells you three times, verses 7, 9, and 34. Watch what God does when he shows up. You know what? It'll be worth it all. I've stuck around in services other places and God just shows up. When God shows up in a service like that, sometimes it's even hard because you don't even know what to do. You get in the presence of the Lord. But you just wait on Him. And rest. Rest. Don't rush. Rest. Just have that confidence. His timing. His promises. Rest in what He says. He will never leave me nor forsake thee. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to commit thy works unto the Lord. My thoughts shall be established. I'm just going to move on past this point and just keep on doing, do my best for Jesus, just like the song just said. Have I done my best? Or am I fretting in my, and I'm in my worst? Am I making sense? Amen. I think of Gehazi. So last, I'll just close with this. I think of Gehazi. Who remembers Gehazi? Gehazi. 2 Kings chapter 5, I know the teens are all, we heard it this morning, Mike, keep going. Gehazi, 2 Kings chapter 5, he just fretted on them riches all the time. Every time you read Gehazi, he's out there, he's after the riches, he's after the servants, he wants to have the money, he wants to have this. You know what he did? The Bible says he ran after it, he followed after, and he took after. You know what he didn't wait. He didn't wait on the Lord. He didn't care for the things of the Lord, and he rushed after all those riches. He didn't rest in the Lord. And what happened to Gehazi? Became a leper. And where Elisha asked for the double portion of the Spirit. Gehazi's double portion was he got leprosy, and all his kids did for the rest of their lives. That's a heck of a double portion. I don't want that for nothing. But I'm going to tell you, you start fretting about something like that, you know what's going to, that fretting's going to transfer over to your kids.
Yeah.
It's going to transfer, it's going to be contagious to every single person you come in contact with. It's contagious. That's why David mentions it three times here, fret not, verse number 1, fret not, verse number 7, and fret not, verse number 8. Don't do it. Like I said, one of those days you're going to fret. It might not happen now, but it's coming. I promise you. I thought I had it down. Oh, I haven't been fretting for a while. And then all of a sudden, pow! Let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. Oh, I won't fret anymore. Man, we'll see about that. Just trying to be a blessing. Just trying to help you. Fretting will get underneath your skin, it'll get on the inside. Fretting will rub you the wrong way, it'll spread, it'll change you for the worse. But you can commit your works unto the Lord and trust in Him. You can commit your way unto the Lord and trust in Him also. And commit unto waiting on the Lord. And rest and not rush. Pastor.